Explainer: Why Amnesty's Accusation of Israeli Apartheid is Insane. By Deborah Brand on February 3, 2022. UK-based Amnesty International has released a new report accusing Israel as of apartheid against the Palestinians. Here are five reasons why the claim is so preposterous and even hurtful to those who suffered under real apartheid rule. It's important to note first that the Amnesty report fails to distinguish between Arabs in Israel, sometimes referred to as Palestinian citizens in Israel, Palestinians in the Palestinian territories, and Palestinian refugees outside the territory. The report falsely claims that almost all of Israel's civilian administration and military authorities are involved in the enforcement of the system of apartheid on all those groups. Now let's take that a closer look. With regards to the first group, Israel's Arab citizens, who account for 20% of the country's population, enjoy full and equal rights under Israeli law. Arab Israelis hold the highest positions of power in Israel's legislative, executive, and judicial branches. Arabs have served as Supreme Court judiciaries, and an Arab Islamist party currently sits in the ruling government. Let's move on to the second group, Palestinians in the Palestinian territories, i.e. the West Bank and Gaza. Those Palestinians are governed by either the Palestinian Authority, PA, in the West Bank or by Hamas in Gaza. Hamas is recognized as a terror group by the US and EU. The PA, which was created with the support of the international community, has granted Israel security control in some disputed area. While we were on the subject of apartheid, PA President Mahmoud Abbas has said that under no circumstances would an Israeli ever be allowed to live in a future Palestinian state. Meanwhile, Israel totally withdrew from southern Lebanon in 2000 and from Gaza in 2005. Both areas have since been turned into terror hubs, with Hezbollah and Hamas routinely launching rockets from those territories into Israel's civilian population centers. Finally, we'll move on to the final group, Palestinian refugees living elsewhere. Palestinian so-called refugees are the only refugees in the world that pass that status on to their descendants in perpetuity. One of the core issues in the conflict is the Palestinian demand for the right of return that would see those refugees and their descendants, who now number around 5 million, return to Israel in any final status agreement. Israel has categorically rejected this demand, deeming it a bid to destroy the Jewish state by demographics. Now, Amnesty International, in its 280-page report, is calling for the return of those refugees, not to a future Palestinian state, but to Israel proper. Ergo, Amnesty is advocating for the end of Israel. And if we're talking about apartheid, there are more than 200,000 Palestinian refugees living in Lebanon who live in abject poverty and extreme overcrowding and who are barred from working in many professions such as doctors, lawyers, or civil servants. The same is true in Syria, and, to some extent, in Jordan, where almost 500,000 Palestinians live in refugee camps. 4. The Amnesty report openly admits that it does not seek to use the South African apartheid as a measurement for Israel's crime of apartheid. Instead, as the monitoring group Honest Reporting points out, Amnesty conveniently cherry-picks whatever works for its conclusion from the International Convention on the Suppression and Punishment of the Crime of Apartheid and the Rome Statute, documents that were undersigned by only half of the world's nations, and were opposed by others including the US in doing so. Amnesty constructed a new definition of apartheid that, obviously, has not been adopted by any country, Honest Reporting said. 5. In apartheid regimes, the oppressed group isn't usually one to praise its oppressors, and certainly not for their democratic beliefs. Yet the majority of Palestinians, that is, Palestinians in the Palestinian territories, have expressed that they admire Israeli democracy, 68%, according to this poll. Senior Arab officials in Israel, meanwhile, responding to Amnesty's report, have expressed that while Israel is far from perfect, it is anything but an apartheid country.